I'm going to ask Julie to read Psalm 91, but I'm going to ask you to proclaim it. Do you know how to proclaim it? What's that? Okay. Sunday, October 7th. Sa? Baby dedication. Can you see? Okay. Okay, and also, is there another? No? Okay, actually, I have an announcement. Sunday, October 21st, we have a picnic after the church, right? Yeah, and the youth group will lead us in this picnic. We'll have a lot of fun and activities, sports. So I'm so excited about that. Okay? 91.
Oh, 91.
I can't see.
Psalm 91?
I can't see. I lost my glasses. I had it with me. Can I see? Yes, 91.
Okay.
Psalm 91.
You guys ready? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked.
Amen.
Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up. Lest you dash your foot against a stone, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen. Did you feel like she's declaring it enough? Yeah? Amen? Can you give her a hand? Okay. Okay, today's message, again, it's something that God spoke to me and I experienced, kind of what was Dahlia was praying for. A miracle can happen now, right? And I experienced a little miracle at that day, and I was like, ooh, God spoke to me, and I felt like God is speaking to me, not only for me, but for the church. So I surrender this message. It's going to be very simple, and but I hope that it will touch our hearts, okay? So the title of this message, When Peace Like River. When peace like a river. Can you say it? When peace like a river. Okay, can you say to the person next to you? When peace like a river. When peace like a river. Often we have trouble in our lives, in our walk with Christ, in our life, like dealing with people and having different circumstances and sometimes we lose the peace, the peace. And so I thought, and it was one of those days that I had a lot of trouble, and it was in the morning. It was like very early, I driving my car, and already troubles started to pile up. And I was like, what to do? I'm inside, and I'm so disturbed. And suddenly, I just, Lord, do something. And I felt this sentence. when peace like a river. And I remember that this is an old hymn. Not old her, old hymn. English. So I remember that this is old hymn. So I quickly searched it on YouTube and started to listen to this song. I didn't understand half of it, but I listened to it. And I believe the Holy Spirit changed the atmosphere. The Holy Spirit took over the car. I was still driving. And I was changed. I was not troubled. I was calm. I was totally, totally different person. And I believe that God can do that to each one of us. Amen? When peace like a river. The definition of peace. The definition of peace. What does it mean? We say, I have peace in my heart. The definition of peace is this. Is the freedom from disturbance. Okay? A free from being disturbed, from being upset, from being fearful. A freedom from disquieting or obsessive thoughts and emotions. This is peace. This is how they describe peace. Peace is freedom from fear. I am not afraid of what will happen to me or what will happen to my family or what's the future holding for me. Peace is a state of security and completion and order. Peace is the state of security. I'm secure. I feel like I have peace that everything will be right or right. And I have a sense of completion and sense of order. Everything is all. I was thinking about, for sure, all of us have organized events like birthdays for our kids or for families or whatever. And you feel like when the day is over, you feel like, wow, it went very well. Everything I planned, it was what? Took place the right time, the right, it was peaceful. It was a wonderful time. And you feel like you've done a good job, a complete job. Peace is a sense of security and completion and order. That you feel that everything is order. The opposite of that is that you feel like troubled and something missing in your, and you're like, you don't know even what's happening. Sometimes you are just disturbed without knowing what's happening. What's wrong with you? I don't know. Have you said this answer before? I don't know. Something not right within me, but I don't know. It's lack of peace. It's lack of, it's disturbance. It's that I am not free of disturbance. I'm not free of fear. I'm not free of trouble inside. Outside, you know, when someone is facing you and wants to hit you, you know, it's obvious. But the problem is that disturbance inside. Peace have a wonderful definition in Hebrew. The word that is used in Hebrew, it's the word shalom, okay, or shalom, which is very close to the Arabic word salam. So this word that is used to describe peace in Hebrew, it's not only about the absence of war. When you say Jerusalem, have peace in Jerusalem, it's not that there is no war in this city. No, it's not. It's more than that. It's more than that. Actually, it means, the word shalom means completion. Completion? Like? Completion. To be complete, to be complete, to gather together, to join together. And that was for me a new thing. When I studied, I was like, oh, that's new. I thought shalom means like peace, like quietness and order. It's not only that. It's also meaning completion, which is when you have, they describe it like this. When someone commit a crime, for example, stolen livestock from another person, his cow, his donkey, his horse. Yeah, he's stolen that and spend it. To make peace with this person, you have to complete his livestock. His livestock now missing a piece. Okay? Now his livestock is missing a cow or a horse, whatever you stolen. Yeah? To make peace with him, you have to restore what you stolen or what you killed by mistake or by purpose. So making peace with this person is to make completion, to make it complete what you have taken from him. Okay? So when we talk about peace, we're talking about something that is missing. When we're talking about inner peace, we're talking about something that was stolen from me. If I want to make peace, I have to find that thing that was stolen from me and restore it. And now it's complete. And now everything will come to order. Now I feel secure that I have everything that I need. Okay? The same word that is used in Greek, in the New Testament, the word Irene, even it's a name now, right? Irene. Irene is the word shalom, but in Greek, which means, again, the same meaning, which means join together, tie together, collect together, put together, complete together. This is the meaning of peace. I remember someone when he wants to dismiss the meeting, he says, go in pieces. You remember that? Go in pieces. Which is exactly the opposite of what I'm saying. I said, we're not saying this. Not you. The opposite of go in pieces. The peace of God is go united in one. One peace. Complete. And the inner peace is the same. That I feel that everything inside is full. Is full. And the only person, hallelujah, can do that is Jesus. Because let me say that something was taken from me. Something that is disturbed inside of me and took away. And there is empty place inside. And I'm trying to fill that empty place. And there is no success. There is nothing can fill that place. And Jesus says, my peace I leave into you. My peace. My peace I give to you. Not the peace like the world gives. Because the world will give you some comfort, some happiness, but not the same peace that will come inside and fill the spaces. All the space. To make you complete. From inside. When I feel I am complete, I feel rest. I feel peace. I feel that, everything is in order. All the people that manage stuff and order stuff, you know that feeling of completion. That's what God wants us to do, that to experience. Peace is the gift of wholeness. Peace is God's gift of wholeness, to be whole. And I know and I experienced the meaning of being divided, especially divided-hearted, you know? My heart, part of my heart in this place, and part of my heart in this with this person, and part of my heart with this habit, and part of my heart in this, you know, whatever, activity. But God wants us, I pray in the name of Jesus, that we will go out of this place, recognizing by the power of the Holy Spirit the meaning of this wonderful gift that God wants to leave to us, the gift of wholeness, that we experience that we are whole, one, and the only glue will put us together is Jesus. Amen? When I read or listened to this song, the hymn, I wanted to know, I like to know, especially for old hymns, to hear the story behind it. And when I searched it, I was amazing, because the guy that wrote the song, his name is, I forgot. I try to make it like professional speech. professional preacher that can say name without looking at the word. Okay, his name is Spafford. S-P-A-F-F-O-R-D. Right? Okay. His first name I didn't care to because it was very hard. really, it was very hard for me. I was like, let's go by last name. And even the last name, now I can do it. Spafford. This is what I... Spa? Ford. So he was a very successful lawyer and a businessman. He was very... Actually, he lived in the 18th century. And he was very successful lawyer, and he had a lot of real estate, houses, and you know. So, and he had 5 kids. One of them in the year 1871, the same year that I was born, 100 years ago, before. Just one of them, you know. Anyway, so. In the year of 1971, he lost his son. 18. Why did I write 19? It's 18. What? Yeah. Self-observed, self-centered. I'm so sorry. I'm so selfish. So in 1871, he lost his son. And then, after 2 years of this accident, he was a follower of Moody, the preacher, the very known, famous preacher. So he wanted to go to London with his family, he and his wife and 4 daughters. He couldn't go because of some business that he needs to manage in Chicago. I didn't say that he was from Chicago. So he sent his wife and his 4 daughters in a French ship to cross the Atlantic to go to Europe to attend Moody Crusade and have vacation. After I think 4 days of sailing in the ocean, the ship hit another ship and drowned, and 200, how many passengers, all of them drowned. After a few hours or a night, I can't remember exactly, a little boat found lady floating on the water. He looked, and it was his wife. And she was still alive, but she lost all four daughters. So he lost his son in 1871. He lost his four daughters in 1873. And he lost most of his business because of Great Chicago Fire. The fire took away most of his properties. And when he heard that, his wife, actually, it was amazing too. When his wife called him and sent him message, whatever, and said, the ship drowned, and I lost all four daughters, and I'm still alive. What do you want me to do? She was like, shall I come back or not? But he took the next boat or ship, and he wanted to go to meet his wife in London. As he's going to the same spot the ship drowned, he wrote this song. He wrote this song. When peace like river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea bellows, thank you. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And the chorus says, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Yes, I lost I lost precious things, and there is emptiness inside of me. And there is a place that no one can fill anymore, but it is well with my soul. Why? Because thou, Satan, should buffet, thou trials should come. Let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless state and has shed his own blood for my soul. I will forget what happened to me. I will forget the trials, the hardship, the loss of my daughters and my son, and the loss of my properties and my business. I will forget anything because I know that Christ have shed his own blood for my soul. This is why it is well with my soul. This is why I'm experiencing a peace like a river. Peace like a river. The third verse, my sin, O bless of this glorious soul, my sin not in part but in whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. I'm not gonna carry my sin. This is the most important thing for me now. I'm thinking that he carried my sin on the cross, and he didn't carry part of it. He carried it all. And I don't carry it anymore. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you praise the Lord? Really? Can you praise the Lord? After losing your four daughters and one son, after being destroyed, can you praise the Lord? Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well. Whatever will happen, it is well with my soul. We face troubles, right? Right? If you agree with me, can you show me your hand? You face loss in your life, right? Sometimes you lose stuff. You lose things. You lose people that you love. And there is an emptiness in my heart. The peace of God wants to fill that. And you can sing with this guy, "It is well. It is well with my soul." Amen? The peace of God. In Romans 15:13, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely. I love this. My desire, God is saying, my desire is to fill you completely. To bring you to a completion, to bring you to a oneness, to bring you to the wholeness. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confidence, hope, through the power of the Holy Spirit. God wants to fill us. And He doesn't want to leave a small part not filled, because He knows. If I feel a little part, that will make trouble inside of you. So I want you to be filled completely. Amen? Why sometimes we lose peace? Why sometimes we don't have that assurance that God is with us, that God is... Why we don't have this assurance of Psalm 91 that we proclaimed it? That I live under the shadow of the Mighty One. That I'm protected, that He will defeat armies in front. Why we lose peace? Because lack of trust? Because I'm afraid, because fear. Because I don't want to receive completion for my loss. I refuse. I refuse to take a fullness of God inside of me. But another reason. Sometimes we compare our stories to others. And that, one of the biggest way to lose peace.
I thought about it in a little bit. I think God gave me this idea. He's funny, not funny. So I thought about it like, can you use? Sometimes we compare ourselves to others, right? Why me? Why I lose my four daughters and son? Why? But look at him. He has 11, 12 kids and they are healthy. And why me? Comparing my story to others is one of the reasons I lose my peace. I thought about it this way. Can you prepare a cake by mixing the ingredients in a concrete mixer? You know the concrete mixer? I know it because this is my job. You know the concrete mixer, the big truck that has a big, big, huge thing? Can you imagine a lady, beautiful lady, holding two eggs and ting, and some oil ting, and you know, and crushing that, you know, and expecting the mix, the cake mix, for a little tray and to put it in the oven? Can you imagine that? I imagined it because I'm creative. Can you imagine mixing a cake ingredient in a big mixer of concrete? It will be lost inside. The opposite. Can you imagine a construction worker getting the sand and the stones and the cement in a KitchenAid? In a KitchenAid, and you know, to make a concrete mix to build a house. Can you imagine that? No! Everything is created to do a certain thing. A KitchenAid made to mix cake ingredients. A concrete mixer is made to mix concrete. My life is different. Your life is different. You are healthy. Praise the Lord. I'm going through a hard time. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. You experienced a loss. I'm going to support you. I haven't experienced loss. It's different stories. If I compare my story to your story, I will lose peace. But I don't want that. You know what? I'm going to be satisfied with the wholeness that God is giving me. Whatever wholeness is this, if it's a KitchenAid, little KitchenAid mixer, I'm going to take it. And I will say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. If it's a concrete mixer with a lot of things happening inside to build huge things, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Be satisfied with what God is giving you. Be satisfied with God. I'm going to use you, okay? If I'm looking at Pastor Al, I was like, look at his teaching. Look at his teaching. Look how he goes from here to there. Look at the way he... I'm going to lose hope. I'm going to lose hope. And I was like, no, I'm not going to compare myself to my brother. He has a concrete mixer. Just kidding. Just kidding. I have it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to compare myself to anyone because I know that there is a wholeness. There is a wholeness with God for me, for me. So I can say it is well with my soul. My story is different. Your story is different. Amen? Let the peace of God, let the peace of Christ rule. I like this. This is Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. When I looked at the word rule, it's a word like barbarians, not the barbarians, but it's the same root, which is like the same root of the word empire. See, his English is better than me. I'm not going to compare. No, I'm just kidding. Which means, let the peace of God be the empire in your heart. Means what? Rule. Take over. Empires. They don't take like a piece of land and they say, oh, that's enough for us. No, empires are, they want to expand. They want to take over all. Emperor, they think that they are the ruler of the world. This is why they should take all the world. The peace of God wants to rule in our heart means what? To take over all our hearts. Why? Because God wants to glue everything together to make a completion, to make a wholeness, to join together, to tie together everything with the peace of God. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. I'm going to give you the peace to tie you together inside and to tie you together with the body of Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to end with this story in 2 Kings 4:26. You know the story of the Shunammite woman that had no son. And she prayed and she talked to the prophet, the man of God, Elisha. And he prayed for her and gave her, God gave her a son. And after the son was growing a little bit, he got sick. And he got sick, my head, and he died. She took him, carried him, and put him in the on the bed of the man of God. The man of God had a room in her house. I think you should do that. No, I'm just kidding. So she put him in the bed, and she went and asked her husband to give her like a, to send her a man from the field to go and send for the man of God. And after a long story, you know it. I love this. The man of God asked his servant to go and run to meet her and to ask her. Run now. I pray thee to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Are you okay? Are you well? Is it well to your husband, with your husband? Is it well with the boy? And her answer was, it is well. Is it peace? Is it okay? She said, it is well. What? It is well? The only son you have is dead back in your home. And you're saying, it is well? Yes, it is well. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. And God made a miracle. Miracle can happen now? Yes, can happen now. The atmosphere is changing now? Yes, the atmosphere can change now. Can God take over and rule in our hearts with His peace? Yes, He can change the rule and rule with His peace. He can change the atmosphere totally, totally. To complete my story, when I had this trouble in the car at that day, when I heard this message, believe me, the atmosphere changed. And the trouble disappeared. And I had a wonderful day at work. Wonderful day at work. I was so worried about what will happen. I was facing so many challenging. And that day, all these challenges disappeared. And the atmosphere changed. Literally. Harfayan, yani. Thank you. Changed. Because the peace of God ruled in my heart. Amen? Can we pray? Hallelujah. The God of peace will defeat Satan, will defeat the enemy, will defeat your enemies under your feet. God wants to give us peace. God wants to make us complete. I feel the peace. I can see, I can touch the peace of God in this place. Lord, put us together, tie us together with your peace. There is an emptiness in my heart. There is a hole in my heart that's empty. I come to you, Lord, to fill me again with your peace that you gave me. That I know that the world cannot give me. And I thank you that the world and all its power cannot move your peace from my heart. I thank you that my future is in your hand. My marriage is in your hand. My kids is in your hand. And it's well with my soul. It's well with my soul.
Even if I have sickness in my body, it is well with my soul. Because I know that you are creating a new story to glorify your name. It is well. If I have money, it is well with my soul. If I don't have money, it is well with my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I am successful, it is well. If I am struggling, it is well with my soul. Because it's all about you. It's all about you. If I have loved ones, it is well with my soul. If I lost my loved ones, it is well with my soul. Here we are, Lord, making this declaration that we will praise you. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All the time, under all circumstances, we look at you, Lord, and say that you are wonderful, that you are wonderful, that your love is wonderful, that your presence is wonderful. Let's stand together and make this declaration that it is well, it is well.
It is well.